Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today, filling in for John Hockenberry. In a riverbed in Iowa, just a couple of years ago, some geologists were digging around during a mapping survey. But they hit something, weird and gigantic. What they found were fossils, but these were fossils full of claws and armor. And it turns out it was a new species, well, new to us anyway, that patrolled the oceans over 460 million years ago. These were scorpions, it turns out, but these aren't the 1 to 3 inch little scorpions you might be used to seeing scamper around a campsite. No, these were bigger, a lot bigger. James Lambsdell is going to tell us how much bigger. He's the lead researcher and author of the study detailing this discovery. He's also a postdoctoral associate at Yale. James Lambsdell, welcome to the show.
Hello.
I said bigger, much bigger. How much bigger?
So the largest ones we have were probably about 1.7 meters long. Almost the size of your sort of average adult man.
5'7", I guess. I just sort of did a calculation in my head, 5'6" or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That is an imposing, gigantic scorpion. Are they just like the scorpions that we're used to, only scarily huge?
These things were actually quite different because, of course, they were living in the sea rather than on the land. They had the hind legs were modified into these paddles to allow them to swim. And they don't have single sort of pincers at the front of the head. Instead, they have multiple sets of legs which have these great big spines on them that allow them to grab prey and tear it apart and then push it towards the mouth.
Now, we should say this is a gigantic predator that roamed the Earth 460 million years ago, is before the appearance of the dinosaurs. So these huge scorpion-like creatures were on the scene at a very, very early stage here.
Yeah, they predate dinosaurs by about 210 million years. And what's going on at this time is we do not have much on land at all. All of the biodiversity is in the oceans. And during the Ordovician, which is when this thing was living, we are having this revolution of these complex ecosystems starting to evolve and build up. And we're finding out that these animals, which we did not realize were around at this point in time, this is 10 million years older than the other sea scorpions that we found, were important members of these early ecosystems and very quickly became dominant predators.
What accounts for the enormous size in these ancient creatures?
It's difficult to say. I mean, I think being in the marine realm definitely helps you get larger because you don't have the full effect of gravity pulling you down. Possibly at this period of time, what's helping these things is either changes in the atmosphere or ocean chemistry, or potentially just the lack of these large vertebrate predators. So things like us will compete for resources with these things. And that is potentially why just the lack of competition and the ability to just grow and grow and grow is just allowing these things sort of unfettered ability to grow as large as they physically can.
Unfettered is right. And we should also say you found one that was 1.7 meters. That doesn't mean it was the largest one. That's just the one that you found.
Oh, totally. These things shed exoskeletons. So the largest one would have shed that exoskeleton and then grown some more. So these things probably got bigger than that.
Potentially much bigger. You need to find another fossil to know. These fossils were found in a riverbed. You said these were marine creatures. So this upper Iowa region where your fossil was found used to be under the ocean.
Yeah, basically at this period in time, North America was part of this supercontinent called Laurentia. Iowa at the time was on the coastline. And so we had this deep ocean. And then these animals were living in an old meteorite crater that sort of provided a sheltered, less oxygen-rich environment that they could congregate into and molt without anything disturbing them.
All right, before we let you go, Dr. Lambsdell, I'm going to take a crack at this. Pentacopterus decorahensis. Did I get it right?
Yep, that's perfect.
Pentacopterus, a giant, well, from our point of view anyway, giant sea scorpion, 1.7 meters. That's 5.5 feet to you and me. Ancient scorpion discovered under what is today a river in Iowa. James Lambsdell is the lead researcher and author of the study detailing this scarily giant ancient scorpion. He's a postdoctoral associate at Yale. Thank you so much.
Thank you.